die Hände sie reibt.
Louise Fenbury aus Perth lebt ihren Traum. Sie arbeitet als Opernsängerin in Deutschland. Sie sagt, wer Karriere als Opernsängerin oder Opernsänger machen will, habe in Australien kaum Chancen. Fenbury ist nicht die Einzige, die das so sieht. Ihre Mentorin, die selbst aus Australien stammt, hat sie nach Deutschland geholt, erklärt die junge Exil-Australierin.
I came to Germany after I met Elizabeth Whitehouse. She is a dramatic soprano. We met in Sydney on the stage of the Opera House during the opera Macbeth. And during this time, when she was in Australia, I did a singing competition and she happened to be on the panel judging the competition. And I won a small prize and she came up to me afterwards and said, what are you doing in Australia? You have to get yourself to Europe. There's a lot more opportunities in Germany especially and you should get there as soon as possible. So a year later I did. I moved to Nuremberg. That's where Elizabeth lives. And I had 2 or 3 lessons a week. Yeah, that's how I got to Germany. I moved here with absolutely nothing. I had nowhere to live, no job, no nothing. I had nothing lined up. But it was completely worth it. I think sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith.
Ein halbes Jahr hat Fenbury in Nürnberg bei ihrer Mentorin Unterricht genommen und hart gearbeitet. Die Arbeit hat sich gelohnt. Mittlerweile ist sie nach Frankfurt gezogen und tritt dort für die Frankfurter Kammeroper auf. Nicht im Chor, sondern als Solistin. Eine Stelle in Australien als Solistin bekommen, das ist fast unmöglich, sagt Fenbury.
So in Germany there's I think 40 full-time opera houses in the whole country. Some of them are very small and the possibility or opportunity to get a full-time contract as a soloist in Germany is much higher than in Australia where there's only one full-time opera house. I mean, there's also a lot more competition here. You're competing against the whole of Europe and Russia and America. Everybody comes to Germany, basically. It's the land of opera. But the chance of becoming a full-time singer is much higher here than in Australia, which is why I moved here. I was in the chorus in Sydney for a year, and I really enjoyed it, but I always felt that the step between being a chorus member and a soloist was so big, and that I wasn't sure I would ever make that step if I stayed in Sydney.
Opernsängerin sein, das ist ein Traum für Louise Fenbury aus Perth. Aber ihr Beruf bedeutet mehr als nur auf der Bühne im Rampenlicht stehen. Vor allem bedeutet er üben, üben und üben. So Fenbury selbst.
It's a lot of hard work, a lot of alone time in a practice room, hours every day, working out what you're doing with your singing, what you're doing technically. What I realized is it doesn't really matter who your teacher is or what they do. You can't learn anything unless you actually try to teach yourself. And then you use your teacher as a guide. And the best formula is you figure something out in the practice room, then you have a singing lesson and ask, how does this sound? Is this working? And then they say yes or no. And then you go away and you keep working.
Übrigens, Fenburys Karriere als Opernsängerin ist alles andere als geplant gewesen. Ursprünglich hat sie in ihrer Heimat Perth nämlich Jura studiert. Aber irgendwann konnte sie ihr Gesangslehrer davon überzeugen, ihr Gesangstalent zu nutzen.
I became an opera singer because I had singing lessons from the age of 16, only because I loved to sing. And my singing teacher kept saying to me every lesson, you have operatic potential. And I ignored him for about 5 years, and I studied law anyway, and about halfway through my law degree I realized I couldn't possibly be a lawyer, and so I auditioned for WAPA, the WA Academy of Performing Arts, and got in, and then I studied law and English at the same time as studying music and opera. So the transition from law to singing was actually quite smooth. I never ended up working as a lawyer, although I did finish the degree. I just haven't looked back. I never felt more at home as I did at WAPA, music all day, singing all day. It was, I don't know, I found my bliss.
Man merkt Louise Fenbury an, wie glücklich sie ist. Und dass sie ihren Beruf auf der Bühne lebt. Sie genießt es auch einfach, in Deutschland zu leben. Ein Grund dafür, die deutschen Zuschauer haben immer eine Meinung zu ihrer Leistung auf der Bühne. Und Feedback sei für sie als Künstlerin sehr wichtig. Egal ob positiv oder negativ. erklärt Fanbury.
In Germany there's this culture of music that goes back hundreds of years and I think the German people grow up hearing it and they grow up seeing opera from a very early age. So when they go to the opera now, they actually have educated and very informed opinions of what's going on the stage, which as an artist is very satisfying. Whether they like it or not, you know that they reacting honestly and with knowledge to what you're doing. So it's very satisfying as an artist. In Australia, the audience is simply not as educated. We don't have the history of this art form so much, so people usually don't know what to say, so they just say it's good.